Hi, I'm Mark Amadeo. Thanks for joining us for this installment of the GovCon video blog. Today's vlog is the fifth and final part of a vlog series covering cybersecurity rules for federal government contractors. In the first vlog, we gave an overview of the cybersecurity rules. In our second and third, we took a closer look at the rules that apply to civilian agency and defense agency contracts. And in the fourth, we talked about system security plans. If you haven't had a chance, check out those vlogs on our GovCon video blog webpages, as well as the links on those pages to download the vlogs as podcasts. Now, in this first vlog, we talked briefly about a cyber incident reporting requirement, which is a requirement only imposed on defense contractors under the Defense Federal Acquisition Regulation Supplement, or DFARS, that also mandates that contractors submit specimens of intrusive malicious software to the Department of Defense, or DoD. Well, in this final installment, we're going to quickly mention four things defense contractors should know about the cyber incident reporting requirement. The first thing that contractors should know is that in order to report any of the cyber incidents to DoD, defense contractors need to have already obtained a medium assurance certificate, and it must be a DoD-approved medium assurance certificate. Currently, there are two vendors, Identrust and ECA, that issue the certificate, and you can go to the company websites at eca.org.com or www.identrust.com to begin the process of obtaining the certificate. The second thing contractors should know is that defense contractors must submit their incident reports within 72 hours. So the cyber incident reporting requirement is triggered when a cyber incident impacts any of the following: 1, an organization's information system; 2, covered defense information or CDI that resides on the information system; or 3, an organization's ability to perform contract requirements that are identified in the contract and designated as operationally critical support. But for timing purposes, if a defense contractor discovers a cyber incident that impacts one of these three things, it has to conduct a review of the incident and then rapidly report the incident to DoD. And rapidly report is defined under the DFARS regulation to mean within 72 hours of discovery of the cyber incident. The third thing defense contractors should know is that when they discover a cyber incident, they need to immediately preserve and protect all images of their affected information systems, as well as all relevant monitoring data. And this is where having a system security plan for ongoing assessment that we talked about in our last vlog is not only important, it may also be relevant to any DoD investigation. But getting back to our main point here, the system images and monitoring data that is preserved by a contractor has to be kept for at least 90 days after the cyber incident. The fourth and last thing defense contractors should know is that they're required to cooperate with DoD. So under the DFARS rule, if DoD decides it needs to conduct a forensic analysis, defense contractors are required to provide the necessary information and equipment for DoD to do that. In addition, if DoD decides to conduct a damages assessment, the contracting officer will request and the defense contractor will have to provide all information related to a damages assessment that is found in the image and monitoring data that the defense contractor preserved and that we just talked about. Well, that's all for today's vlog. Thanks for joining us, and we hope you come back for future episodes of the GovCon video blog.